With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Vladimir Putin sealing his control over Russia for six more years after a highly orchestrated landslide in an election where he had no real competition. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McInnes, tells the Salem Radio Network Putin's re-election could mean deeper Western Europe involvement in the Russia-Ukraine war.
We've seen the statement by President Macron of France and others that say that Russia is not going to easily be stopped and that Russia must not win. And they have not eliminated the likelihood of sending Western troops into Ukraine to help Kyiv defend itself against Moscow.
And McInnes says, along with the recent re-election of Xi Jinping as China's president, this could spell trouble for the Western world. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities say three people killed and an infant was hospitalized in critical condition. That's after an SUV crashed into a bus shelter in San Francisco. Police say two victims, including a child, died at that scene of the crash in the city's West Portal neighborhood. Three others taken to hospitals. The third victim, a woman, later died at a hospital. The Smokehouse Creek wildfire in the Texas Panhandle is now 100% contained.
Firefighters fought the largest wildfire in Texas history for nearly 3 weeks. The fire scorched more than a million acres across several counties, destroyed homes, farms, and ranches, killing two people along with thousands of cattle. An investigation is now underway by a Texas House committee with a focus on the cause of the Smokehouse Creek fire and several other wildfires. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Dow hit 165 points. Now the NASDAQ up 205 points. This is SRN News. Attacks on Israel and demonstrations supporting them on American college campuses will not end well for perpetrators based on scripture. That's also the view of filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence films. Mahoney recently attended a Nashville breakfast focusing on the October 7th attacks on Israel citizens by Hamas.
And I was brought to tears because when you hear what has happened, this is an amazing attack that people are denying, and we need to stand with Israel. And why is that? God made a covenant with the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai. Nations that come against the nation of Israel are cursed. And we have to be careful here in America and around the world, because the nations that come against the Jewish people, I believe that is in play. That curse is in play.
He adds, for Christians, this is not a time for business as usual. It's a time for everyone to spend time praying in the midst of a spiritual battle. This is SRN News. Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee factory likely to be the first test of the United Auto Workers bid to organize non-union plants nationwide.
The union says workers at the factory have filed paperwork with the National Labor Relations Board seeking a union representation election. They're the first to ask for a vote in the union's campaign announced last fall after the UAW won big contracts with Detroit automakers. The UAW says a supermajority of the VW plant's roughly 4,000 production workers signed cards supporting union representation. A union can seek an election run by the NLRB once a majority of workers signs on. Rich Thomason reporting.
South Carolina, the top overall seed in the women's NCAA tournament, the Gamecocks looking to become the 10th women's basketball team to go undefeated for an entire season. Caitlin Clark in Iowa also receiving a number one seed. More details at SRNNews.com.